From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad said today that foreign support for the Syrian opposition must end before there's any political solution to the country's conflict. But part of the problem in Syria is trying to figure out just who is part of the opposition. They're not all Syrians. Some have come from other countries, including the United Kingdom, to fight. The BBC's Jenny Cuff reports.
We're currently on guard duty on the top of a mountain, and there's been slight firing between us and them.
On a starlit night in northern Syria, close to the Turkish border, a group of British fighters armed with guns keep watch over a village occupied by the enemy.
Obeida, come have a look and show me.
These are a couple of snipers aiming at us here. Yeah.
This recording was made for the BBC by a Muslim journalist in Syria. The men won't talk to us directly because of security concerns, and we've no means of verifying who they are or what group they're fighting for. But they've agreed to answer some of our questions.
There's many reasons that made me leave my life behind and come here. The first one I would consider is religious reasons. It's upon every single Muslim to protect the Muslim lands and the blood of the Muslims. Second of all, it's humanitarian reasons as well. Alongside of my fighting, I do tend to do aid work.
Shiraz Meher of the Centre for the Study of Radicalisation at King's College London says Syria's become a magnet for young Muslims across the world eager to take part in jihad, the holy war, or struggle to defend Islam. There are thought to be 200 from Britain.
Syria seems to dominate the global jihadi mind. It is the premier location in the world to go and fight jihad today. And other jihadi groups, so Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, in Somalia, have issued communiques saying, listen, don't forget about us. We also need foreign fighters. Don't all go to Syria.
Now, the brothers cleaned the duster for us because it was a bit rusty yesterday.
It's a 12.7mm automatic weapon, and mashallah, it's very powerful.
The group of fighters taking night watch on the mountain won't say exactly where in the UK they come from, but from their accents you can tell they're British-born.
I come from a decent family, a close-knit family. Everyone within my family is a university graduate. My family do know where I am and what I'm doing. Just like any mother and father, of course, they're going to be worried about their son.
It's going to be flying over. Duck down. It's too high, it's too high. It's going over the mountain.
Too high.
At 5 in the morning, the British fighters see action at last. They dismiss the suggestion that there'll be a danger if they return.
Slightly surreal to go back to the UK and start a jihad. I do understand their concern, but you cannot paint everyone with the same brush.
For me personally, I was born and raised there. That's my home. If I wanted to do something in the UK, I wouldn't have come here.
Sir Malcolm Rifkin, chairman of the House of Commons Intelligence and Security Committee, says fighting in Syria might actually put young Muslims off getting involved in any further extremist activity, but it only takes a few to sow terror.
Some who might take part in these terrorist acts in Syria may be so sickened by what they themselves have been involved in or what they have seen that they resolve never to do that again. But we must assume that from amongst the total, there will be some who do use the experience they have obtained in Syria for further acts of terrorism in this country. That must be a possibility.
That report from the BBC's Jenny Cuff. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.